Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Great to be back on TalkStar. All you folks out there, I know because of the demographics of TalkStar, you guys are really interested in what we're talking about, and you're also a very well-informed audience. So I have to say I certainly welcome any input that you have. You can do that either by sending me an email or giving me a phone call. All of my contacts are available on our website, which is kereport.com. Have an interesting show today. Let me tell you a little bit about it, and then I'm going to bring Ted Anderson in. Ted helps me start the show every single week. Ted is the president of Genesis, and also, if I'm not mistaken, the president of Midas, which is a bullion firm. I'll tell you about the show first. Axel Merck, I was in San Francisco speaking at a gold conference there. Axel Merck, who is a pretty well-known fund manager, just came out with a new book entitled Sustainable Wealth. We're going to be chatting with him. We're going to be chatting with Ralph Fitch. Ralph is an interesting guy. He was with Chevron for the majority of his career. He received the Chevron's President Award for discovering a major ore body in Chile. He is our silver expert, and following my discussion with Ted, Ralph is going to talk about the underlying demand for and reasons in his mind to buy silver. We go on in the second segment. One of the highlights there is a lady by the name of Diana Furchgott-Roth. She is a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. She was involved with the federal government under Reagan, Bush Sr., and Bush Jr. She's got some real concerns about what's going on in our economy, and you're going to hear from her also, among, you know, a whole bunch of other very interesting people are going to be on the show. Okay, Big Al's going to start out now, as he does every week, with Ted Anderson. Ted, we're going to talk a little bit about gold right now. How are you doing? How was your Thanksgiving?
Really a great Thanksgiving. Thanks. How about yours?
You know, we had a wonderful time. We actually, for the first time in my 35 years of marriage, we actually went to a restaurant for Thanksgiving. And I have to tell you, it was a very pleasurable experience. The people were wonderful. And you know what? No dishes to clean, man.
Yeah, you gotta like that.
Big time. Hey, we have an interesting scenario going on in the gold market. The gold market behaved very, very strongly, as did the silver market all week. Yesterday, we came down a bit. Gold was down slightly, and silver was down slightly. In my opinion, the dip that we saw last week was it really, really showed the strength of the precious markets, because a lot of people were predicting a major fall this week. I mean, this was not an easy week for precious metals. I think that this past week showed the sustainability of the strength in our markets. How about you?
Oh, for sure, Al. It's been a real strong market, and where a lot of the experts were guessing that the gold would go down, it had gone up.
Yeah.
When India announced that it was going to buy the other 400 metric tons of gold from the IMF, it just shot gold up all the way up into the $1,190 level. So,
right.
Yeah, very strong.
Very, very strong. What do you think this the situation in Dubai, how do you think that's going to affect our markets? It sure did cause a lot of nervousness.
It sure did. As a matter of fact, it started out this morning that gold dropped quite a bit. We've seen a low today of 1,148.70, today being Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Though we did have a run-up right afterwards up to 1,181.40. Currently, we have the market trading at 1,176.90.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's a lot of concern that there's going to be some debt that's going to be defaulted on, and then that could send a shockwave through the banking industry again. And so that is where all the eyes are right now at this time.
Let me give you an opinion. I think that ultimately that is going to be very, very positive for the continued upward movement in the price. And the reason I'm saying that is I would maintain that there are two reasons right now that gold is as strong as it is. The price, I should say, is as strong as it is. And I think, Ted, one of those reasons is, as you alluded to, or as you stated, you know, the demand coming out of India. But I think that the folks in the Far East, which in my mind includes India, but certainly mainland China, which is the largest player over there, I think that they are very, very cognizant of the fact that the financial systems around the world are in big, big trouble. Big trouble. In the U.S., we are basically a house of cards right now. You know, if that house of cards doesn't come tumbling down because of a lack of faith in the system or what have you, you know, ultimately we're going to be okay. But everybody is aware of the fact that we are a house of cards. Most of the other countries around the other economies, I should say, around the world are also. And I am firmly convinced that the Chinese, the Indians, etc., are reverting back to the basic currency of all time, and that has been precious metals. And I think that's going to keep the price up.
Well, I agree with you on that. And of course, you've got to remember China, India, these places have been trading gold and silver over their own currencies and never really adopted the idea that a fiat currency is better than gold.
Yeah.
It isn't uncommon to go into their marketplaces and you see these 24 karat chains and coins and bars, and people store their money in that, they store their wealth in that, and they go back to the currency just to trade.
Right.
In China, in India, when you have the planting season in the spring, you always see a mass sell-off of gold and prices soften up a little bit just due to the fact that the farmers are buying grain. There is a need then, of course, to sell, and then the market gets flooded, then it gets bought right back up again later on.
Mm-hmm.
So those countries, those nations are already accustomed to trading gold as currency. Here in the United States, I think where their fear is, where their fear lies, and with the Dubai thing, is that the United States is going to turn on the printing press and bail out the problems of the banking system again if they occur.
Yeah.
So that's where your softness comes in the U.S. dollar and the influence to sell, trade out a U.S. dollar and get into something a little bit more hard and solid like gold.
You know, Ted, I got to tell you, I am firmly convinced that the public is becoming so aware of the dangers of, as you say, turning on the printing presses, flooding the country with more and more paper currency. They're becoming so aware of that. I think that if that action occurs, and yeah, I agree with you, man, I think that it could occur, but if that action occurs, I have to tell you, I think that's going to be very, very strong. I think I am convinced right now that anybody who doesn't have a portion, and I'd say up to 10% of their net worth in precious metals right now, I think they're really missing the boat. I think that they are leaving themselves wide open for absolute calamity, you know, and I am not, I hate to say it, but I'm not an alarmist. I believe that based on some very fundamental reasons.
Yeah, you're right. There's been a turning of the tide or a shift in the way the economic system flows. Back in the early part of the 1980s, there was, you know, people were convinced that gold and silver were no longer a monetary metal.
Yeah.
Just due to the fact that there was a suppression of the gold prices below $400 an ounce, and silver dabbled between $3 and $5 an ounce for quite some time.
Sure.
You know, at that time, we also had China lending us their prosperity. They were one of our largest lenders, along with Europe and obviously the Far East, buying U.S. government treasuries to satisfy our need for debt. And that process is not happening anymore. We don't have these foreigners just knocking at our door trying to buy U.S. government bonds, notes, and bills.
Yeah.
And so we're not financing our economy through earned labor-created wealth. We're now financing our economy through what's called the Open Market Committee, through the Federal Reserve System.
Sure, right.
And when they decide that they're going to finance or buy U.S. Treasuries, they're just turning on a printing press, printing the money and giving it to the Treasury to spend.
Yeah.
And, you know, we both know that the value of the dollar is based upon how many dollars there are and how many goods there are to purchase. And we're just not seeing the economic growth that we need to have in order to offset the amount of money that's being printed.
You know what? Not even close. And during the remainder of the show, I'm going to talk about this with other experts like Ted Anderson. Ted, buddy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to be starting the show every single week in the opening segment with Ted. Ted and I are going to talk about what's going on in the precious metals markets at that time. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in 1 day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report, 2-hour weekend edition airing on all of these Genesis radio stations. depth. And I know that given the demographics of folks who listen to this network, you find this to be very, very interesting. I want to stress, by the way, anytime you have any comments, suggestions, whatever, you just want to chat, go to our website, which is kereport.com. There's information there as to how you can get hold of me, either via email or via telephone. I would love to chat with you. Okay, we're talking silver right now. Talking silver with a man who is eminently qualified, to say the least, to do that. His name is Ralph Fitch. Let me tell you about Ralph. Ralph is a gentleman who received the Chevron Chairman's Award for discovering a major ore body in South America. I was in Chile, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Ralph has retired from Chevron and is now the chairman and president of a company called South American Silver. So who better to talk to about silver with than Ralph? Ralph, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. And obviously, this is a subject close to my heart.
Yeah.
And I think if we sort of look at the silver or precious metal scene, many people see that the price has gone up a lot in the last few months.
You bet.
And wonder if this is going to be sustained. And I think there's a number of interesting aspects of this to discuss and think about. Firstly, I'd say the most common thought is that the silver and gold prices are high because of the expectations of inflation.
Yep.
Yet if we look around the world, some countries might actually be in a deflationary environment. Even the U.S., one might worry about that a little bit. So there's another reason other than just inflation concerns probably that these metal prices are high. And that may be something to do with, what is the reserve currency going into the future? Will the dollar remain within that basket of currencies?
Yep.
Is the sort of gold standard or that sort of concept coming back? And I think...
What do you think? What do you think
well,
about
that? Well, I think, Al, that what is happening is if we... Many people say, oh, gold price is going up or the silver price is going up because the dollar is weakening.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually look at all the charts, these prices are really going up in almost all currencies.
It's
not just in the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that something else must be going on. And I suspect that people, including governments, are starting to buy gold because gold and silver are really money as well.
Well, you know, I'm a real fan, Ralph, and and my wife and I put our money where our mouth is, and we're trying to actually convince our daughters that this is not a bad place to be. I personally am purchasing silver. I'm buying 1 ounce silver rounds. The reason I'm doing it is I certainly wouldn't advocate putting all of our money, into that, but I think a good 10% of our net worth really should be in that area. But the reason I'm doing it, Ralph, isn't really because I'm looking to make a profit, because I'm looking for the silver price to go up so I can sell. That's got nothing to do with it. I'm doing it because I sleep better at night, because I have possession of 1 ounce silver rounds. And, you know, I have to tell you, if something happens to the U.S. dollar, I'll bet you I'll be able to buy food with my silver.
Now, I think that's, a very valid point, and clearly one that many people have thought about and actually moved on. But I'm running a company, which is, an investment, SAC.
Mm-hmm.
We also like to think of our company or other silver companies as potentially good investments.
Sure.
And, for instance, SAC, if every dollar you buy of SAC is backed by $250 worth of silver in the indicated and inferred categories in the ground.
Right.
So there's terrific leverage when you're looking at investment companies. And I think what we're going to see this year is a lot of people, because it was pretty easy, they invested in ETFs, in sort of gold and silver funds, and they've made a pretty good profit. And I think they may sort of move some of those funds out of ETFs now and look for higher leverage within the exploration sector.
You know, I have to tell you, I don't have a lot of expertise, Ralph, in ETFs, exchange-traded funds, but I haven't heard many positive things about investing in that. I have been involved in junior resource companies, as you're discussing here, for 30 years. And I think if investors do their own due diligence, as I always have, if they work with an expert in terms of their broker, their investment advisor, whatever, I think you can do really well in small companies because, if nothing, well, as you said, the leverage factor involved there. I mean, if the price of silver, as an example, we're trading around, what, 19 bucks or so today, price of silver goes up $2, which would be just a shade over 10%. I guarantee you the price of some of these silver companies is probably going to go up 20-25%. I mean, that's what history has shown me.
No, that's absolutely correct. And I think, you know, that's what people are starting to see. They, in the ETF, you're basically playing solely on the price of the metal.
Right.
Whereas if you get into an exploration company, you start to have this enormous leverage. Now,
oh, exactly.
I agree with Al absolutely that, first of all, you never plunk all your money down on one stock.
No.
You need diversification, and you don't want to put all your money into commodity stocks. But
no.
There is an appropriate amount, and I think exploration companies are a very good place to have a look.
I would agree. I'm 100%. Ralph, I want to just chat with you real quick here. We've got about 2 minutes. I want to talk to you a little bit about the concept of the reserve currency of the world. Now, I heard Henry Kissinger, watch an interview with Mr. Kissinger last week, and he was saying that in this interview, which was on the Charlie Rose show, Mr. Kissinger was saying that he is looking for China and the United States to do something, and I know the Chinese, in terms of having the dollar act as the reserve currency of the world, the Chinese are, they're not real comfortable with that right now.
No, I saw that same show. It's a great interview show, that one.
Yeah.
I think what I've sort of read elsewhere as well is that the concept of having a basket of currencies for the sort of new reserve currency is gaining some sort of momentum around the world.
I would agree.
One of the interesting aspects of that is most of the time that is spoken about, gold is included. Now,
yes, it is.
So I think the world for gold, the price for gold, a sustained higher price for the precious metals is a likely outcome of the current financial events.
Oh, I think you're 100% right. And I you know, as I wrote in an article that was published by Kitco a while ago, actually I wrote two or three articles on this particular subject, but as I wrote, I think right now in terms of precious metals, we are in the perfect storm. I mean, you've got potentially huge inflation, number one, right around the corner. Number two, you've got world turmoil that just really, I think, is potentially huge. And number three, you've got some political instability in the United States, you know. And I have to tell you, Ralph, when you have those three factors involved, the price of precious metals historically for thousands of years has gone up. Okay, I'm chatting with Ralph Finch. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenyl carvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with Axel Merk. Axel is the president of Merk Investments. He has been a frequent guest on our program over the years, the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. He has just written a book, which has been published. It's entitled Sustainable Wealth. It's available in hardcover now. It is was published by Wiley, available in your local bookstore, and I wanted to chat with him about it because Axel is very, very astute when it comes to economic issues. First of all, great to see you.
Hi, Al. Great to see you.
Tell us, number one, a little bit about the book and why you wrote it.
Well, sure. As you know, I've been talking about the financial crisis way before it materialized.
We used to talk about that on the show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Your listeners were warned. And what I did is last October when the world fell apart, I decided, well, just because nobody is doing anything in the world of finance doesn't mean one should recital. And I decided I'd pick up on the idea I've had for years to go and write a book. And what I do in the book is I discuss the dynamics in the world, how I believe that those are likely to play out. And so I discuss the dynamics as they're likely to play out and give it my personal flavor to it. And then more importantly, in the second part of the book, I discuss what individuals can do to thrive financially or survive financially in a world where governments are throwing trillions around, where the old rules just don't apply anymore, where diversification may not work anymore? How do you act in that sort of environment when currency loses its function as a store of value?
Where do you think we're headed? I mean, you know, I have to tell you, I am not particularly optimistic right now. It's interesting, Axel. I was watching Henry Kissinger being interviewed, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, and he came out and basically said, in terms of the world order, and by that, you know, he's referring to economic power, it's not the United States so much anymore. Now he's saying it's the U.S. and China. And my personal feeling is I'm not even sure that that's going to last very long.
Well, I mentioned that to a friend, I think 10 years ago, when we saw much of this happening, and he said, it's like the Roman Empire that
yeah.
fell apart. And his response was, well, the Roman Empire still lasts another 350 years after that. And so it's I don't think we're going to have the end of the world tomorrow, but we certainly have some very substantial changes. And especially the ones who have been prudent, who are the savers, they are the ones who are losing out. And that's very, very unfortunate. What we're doing with the policies...
They're losing out because their savings are worth less.
We're eroding the middle class.
Yeah.
We're pushing people more towards a credit-driven society. And those who know how to deal with that, they'll be just fine. If you know how to deal with credit, if you know how to deal with a world where you don't have such a thing anymore as a safe asset, well, if you're sophisticated, you can deal with that. And it's very unfortunate that the folks who actually do things very prudently and reasonably are the ones who are losing out in the process. And unfortunately, dynamics go way beyond just the markets. It's going to change the way that people vote. It's going to change the social fabric. And I think we have some values worth fighting for. And I try to do my part in telling people on what these values are and what people can do to try to promote those.
Axel, how do you perceive that this is going to change the way that people vote, for example?
Well, let me just give you an idea. I believe we have an increasingly unstable world. We have an unsustainable recovery because we have not allowed the recession really to play out. And so everything is held up artificially. At the same time, in that process, we're printing a lot of money, the dollar is losing value. People are very frustrated they don't get jobs. And so we saw it in Iran, for example. We had elections in Iran, and people jumped to social networks to jump up and down. We saw it in the initial phase of the healthcare debate, where you just had a very broad network. And so what's going to happen is that, in my view, in future elections, social networking is going to have an ever-increasing role. And that means that those who can crystallize their message to simple, very simple words and phrases will be the ones who will be ahead. And those tend to be extremists. Those tend to be the more populist politicians. And rather than looking at the sources of what is wrong, we'll be trying to grab for those who seem to have a solution. And that is just going to make politics ever less stable.
You know, I have to tell you, I think that's what's going on in the United States right now. You know, our president campaigned on a promise of change, and you have to admit, whether you like the change or not, there is attempt at change going on right now. But I don't like the direction that attempt at change could take us.
Well, going back to the book maybe a little bit,
yeah.
One of the persons I profile in the book is my hairdresser. And the context is that she's from Ukraine, and she told me after I'd written the book, and I profiled her there as somebody who was actually able to achieve sustainable wealth, and you don't need to be a hotshot investment banker to make savings. It's actually possible for the individual to do, and she shows she's kind of a perfect example how to do that. But she said that she has heard all this talk about change before, and it was with Gorbachev.
Mm-hmm.
And he says Gorbachev was all about change. And while Gorbachev is considered very highly in the West because he's brought down communism and the Soviet Union, many in Ukraine and Russia are far more critical of him than much of what he did wasn't so constructive. And so I'm not trying to be political, especially since I think that had McCain won the election, I think many of the issues we're facing would be very much the same.
They would be exactly the same.
What I'm trying to do,
yeah.
without being too political, discuss the dynamics on how they're likely to play out and what that means for investors and investments.
Okay, what does the average person, let's take out the word average, what do we need to do, in your mind, to achieve sustainable wealth?
Well, a couple of things. The easiest one is, of course, to live within your means, that you spend less and you save more. But then you need to take charge of your financial destiny. You need to have a plan. And importantly, I encourage people to look at the world less in terms of opportunities, but more in terms of risk. It doesn't matter how expensive a house is, because you cannot hope and rely on the price going up. But what you can do is you can say, can you afford the risk that the house could drop in value? Similarly, after the credit bust last fall, many people now say that, oh, you should have just stayed the course and you'd be fine. I think that's most irresponsible, because if you lose half of your net worth, odds are that you can afford to lose less. And as a result, you need to adjust your risk profile, your investment portfolio, to take that new situation into account. Now, ideally, of course, you should have scaled down your risk exposure before the crisis.
Sure.
But if you didn't do that, and if you lost money, unless your risk profile changed in tandem with the markets, which is most unlikely, odds are that you should change something. So I'm trying to give food for thought in the book on looking at risk in a different way than people traditionally do.
You know, a good friend of mine, I'm looking at some of the folks here who have written, who have reviewed your book, and a really good friend of mine, James Turk. You know, Kathy and I are good friends with James and his wife, Margaret, and, you know, and his son, Charlie, for that matter. But James said, and I quote, "The right financial decisions are always essential, but becoming particularly important in today's turbulent times. Preparation and knowledge are required to protect you and your family, and this book," speaking about your book, Sustainable Wealth, "and this book provides everything you need to develop a sound plan for the future." So that's what you're doing. You're trying to help people understand in total what they need to do economically, correct?
Well, James is very gracious. I try not to be too academic in my discussion. I think anybody who has read the book will testify that I've written it for Main Street, the intelligent person who takes an interest, but you don't need to be a finance expert in it. And what I try to do is I try to empower people to take charge of their financial destiny by explaining the dynamics of the world. Why are things happening? We can all complain about the world how it is, but to understand why politicians have the best of intentions, but it's just that the way the system is set up that we're heading in a certain direction. And so I'm trying to give people the tools to understand that. And then when news comes about, so people can make up their own mind rather than to have to listen to the next pundit to say what's going to happen in the market.
There you have it, Axel Merk. Axel has just written a book called Sustainable Wealth. It is available at your local bookstore. Again, it was published by Wiley. He got some tremendous reviews for this particular work from Mark Faber, Neil Cavuto, my buddy James Turk, and then, of course, Richard Russell. Let me tell you, Axel Merk is someone who I highly respect. I would recommend very much that you folks pick up a copy of Sustainable Wealth. You will be very glad you did. Big Al's going to be right back.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, Kit, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the wrap-up of the first hour of the Corlin Economics Reports. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This program is being heard on the Genesis Radio Network, about 260 of you stations out there. Great to be with you. I am chatting right now with a gentleman who has been on my show probably for the past 10 years or so, Ian Gordon. Ian is an analyst, a stockbroker, a gentleman involved in capital formation. I don't want to say he's a jack of all trades, because that indicates no specialization, but that's not true with Ian at all. Ian is very, very focused on the resource industry, and he's focused on it because he is a student of what is known as long wave theory. We're going to talk with Ian about that and how long wave theory relates to economics and the price of gold. Mr. Gordon, always a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
How'd you get involved in this stuff?
In the long wave?
Yes.
I started reading about it probably started in 1981 and really followed a newsletter writer who was writing about it from that time until he stopped publication in 96.
And Russian fellow?
His name was Donald Hoppe.
Not the Russian fellow, okay.
No, not the Russian. And then I started to produce my own work called The Long Wave Analyst. It's a long cycle. It's about 60 years in length. And it's amazing how it's repeated. And if you know where you are in the cycle, you can basically anticipate almost exactly where you're going to go. And using that, my knowledge, I've been able to anticipate the top of the stock market both in 2000 and 2007.
Yep.
The beginnings of the great bull market in gold, which I started to advocate in the year 2000, the banking crisis and the housing crisis, all these things have been easy identifiable by knowing where you are in the cycle.
Okay, let's go back to basics. Let's talk a little bit about the cycle. We're talking about Kondratiev wave theory. That's where I got the name of the Russian, right?
Right.
Okay, let's talk about that. Explain it to our listeners, if you would.
Well, the cycle is, I call it a lifetime cycle, so it's approximately 60 or 70 years in length. And I've divided it into four seasons of the year, spring, summer, autumn, winter. Spring is the birth or rebirth of the economies. Summer is the time when the economy reaches its fruition. Autumn is the feel-good period, and winter is a time when debt is wrung out of the system. The economy dies, and then it is reborn in the following spring.
You know, that sounds a little simplistic, but it's very, very interesting how accurate that particular philosophy is when it comes to what I've witnessed in terms of the U.S. economy. Now, you and I began talking about this when our economy was in the fall phase, okay, the autumn phase, whatever. And you were talking about winter being right around the corner. Well, let me tell you, winter has hit.
Right. Actually, you always know when winter hits. It hits when the big autumn stock bull market reaches its conclusion.
Right.
So the winter before this winter began in 1929, when the big bull market of 2129 ended in September 1929, crashed mm-hmm. in October.
Yep.
And that brought on the depression of the 30s. So our bull market, I argue, peaked in 2000, January 2000, and we're now in the winter following that big peak.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. I was chatting with Roger Wiegand. Roger and I did a daily show. Actually, yes, it was a daily show a week ago Friday, where we talked about how history repeats itself. Roger was talking about what happened in the economy after the Civil War, culminating really in about 1907. The same thing. It's interesting. You can take headlines from the papers back in those days, over 100 years ago, and those headlines would be amazingly similar to what we're reading in the paper today.
Well, it is, and you can go back, actually. I only went back to 1929, but
right.
You go back to the earlier cycle, the second Kondratiev cycle, and that big bull market peaked in 1873.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into a depression following that big bull market peak, which lasted until 1896. Well, you can go back to the first cycle, and the big bull market peaked in 1837, and then you went into a depression.
Yeah.
All these bull markets have to be funded by something, and they're all funded by excessive money printing.
No question. Yeah, exactly. And it's exactly the same thing that's going on right now.
Well, we've had the excessive money printing that really got the bull market going. It got massive speculation, not only in stocks, but into real estate and into derivatives. And now that's all come to an end, and the piper has to be paid. So
yep.
Now the whole banking system, because they're the main creditors, are really in trouble, because this debt is going to be wrung out of the system, and it means that the bankers are not going to get the money that is owed to them, because simply the borrowers won't have the means to pay them back.
Yeah. We are in a very, very interesting time right now. You know, if you look, for example, at the price of gold or the price of silver, let's talk about gold instead of... You know, and the price of gold has appreciated significantly in the past month or so, maybe 5 or 6 weeks, but, you know, in the very, very short term. We're up to about $1,150 an ounce right now, up from under $1,000 in the not-too-distant past. I can't see any real fundamental reasons for that happening other than what you're talking about and the resultant emotion that's coming out of it. I think the emotion that's coming out of the conditions is increasing the demand for gold to the point where we're seeing a huge appreciation in the price.
Well, you know, when I could forecast that the we were going to go into the Kondratiev winter, which I did in 2000, I wrote about it. I said it's time to get out of stocks and a time to get into gold.
Right.
So here's gold at $250. And it's appreciated. And one way we can measure the relationship between gold and stocks is what we call the Dow gold ratio. How many ounces of gold does it take to buy the Dow Jones?
Okay.
And in July 1999, it took 44 ounces to buy the Dow Jones. Today, it takes 9 ounces to buy the Dow Jones.
Yep. Okay, so what does that tell you?
We know that the demand for gold, what's happening is that people are starting, are very frightened by paper money and paper assets. So they're paying these assets to move to gold. And the other thing is that the price is nowhere near a peak because the real calamity of the depression is yet to affect us all. So we've had the first stage down. The Federal Reserve has tried to bail us out by printing even more money. And that they did in 1929 in the market crash. They did exactly the same. You could say that they did the same in the Mississippi scheme in France in 1720. They tried to bail out the system by creating even more paper money. Mm-hmm. But the real people that understand are going to gold because they trust it as real money, and they're fleeing paper.
I would have to agree with that 100%, and I would also have to say that I think the impetus for this particular course of action, the obvious emphasis that happened, I think about 3 years ago, Ian, is the huge demand that started to come out of the Far East because of the mainland Chinese government basically stressing to their citizens, you guys need to invest in gold and silver.
Well, you know, wealth, money is flowing to where the wealth is. And what we see is really a history, and it seems to every dog, as I say, has its day. Every country is basically assumes a leadership for about 100 years. So we can go back and say, well, Spain was the most wealthy country in the 1500s. Holland was the most wealthy country in the 1600s. France in the 1700s. Great Britain in the 1800s and America in the 1900s. Now America is the world's biggest debtor nation. So the wealth of the world has moved from west to east, and China is the world's biggest creditor nation. And so money is flowing to China and out of the impoverished Western countries.
You know, I would have to say that, as I wrote in an article that was published, a number of articles actually that were published last year in Kitco, we are in the perfect storm for gold. And by that I mean I've never seen a time where it was more advantageous to purchase gold, and I also believe silver. 30 seconds left. Do you agree?
I absolutely do agree. I mean, as you know, I think we're only in the very early stages of the big bull market in gold, and we're in the early stages of a massive bear market in stocks.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question, but resource stocks too, or just the conventional market?
Well, all stocks except maybe the precious metal stocks, because people are going to flee to them because they trust them as money and they don't trust paper.
Interesting. Okay. You folks need to learn more about Mr. Gordon. Ian is included in the guest session on our website. That's kereport.com. Ian's firm is the Long Wave Group, actually. The website is www.longwavegroup.com. We also have the banner on our website. Ian, always a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.